Good morning, brothers and sisters.
请你们打开今天的经文，在启示录的第十二章。
Please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 12.
The children's dismissed. What was anything we need to address?
Yeah, 如果我们的孩子离开以后，如果在后面坐不下的人，可以往前坐。
So, since the children have left, we ask that the rest of you, brothers and sisters, just sit forward as much as you can.
请你们打开以后呢，来跟我们一块来看这个启示录的第十二章，我们来念，你们来听。
So, we will read for you Revelation chapter 12.
读英文的人呢，就请你跟随。
If you are reading along in English, we ask that you follow.
请打开启示录的第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
第一节，天上出现大异象，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕，她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中痛苦呼叫。
天上又现出异象来，有一条大毒龙，七头十脚，七头上戴着七个冠冕，它的尾巴拖着天上星辰的三分之一，摔在地上。龙就站在那要生产的妇人面前，等她生产之后要吞吃她的孩子。
妇人生了一个男孩，是将来要用铁杖管辖万国的，辖管万国的。他的孩子被提到上帝宝座那里去了。妇人就逃到旷野，在那里，上帝给他预备的地方，使他被养活1260天。
在天上就有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战，并没有得胜。天上再没有他们的地方。大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
我听见在天上有大声音说，我上帝的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因那在我们上帝面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，却不爱惜生命，却不爱惜性命。所以住天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧。只是地狱还有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
龙见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。
于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫他能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇。他在那里被养活一载、二载、半载。
蛇就在妇人身后，从口中吐出水来，像河一样，要将妇人冲去。
地却帮助妇人，开口吞了从龙口吐出来的水。
龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战。这儿女就是那守上帝诫命、为耶稣做见证的。那时龙就站在海边的沙上。
主，我们一起来到你面前来祷告。
Lord, we come before you in prayer.
Lord, 主，我们意识到这一段不容易理解的经文。
This is a very difficult passage to understand.
但是主，你开我们的眼睛。
But we ask that you open our eyes.
让我们看见这个宇宙征战背后的那真实的场景。
That we can see the true battle in behind the scenes.
给我们的不是一个恐惧战惊的心。
So that we are not afraid.
而在信心中盼望这位得胜的主将来再度的得胜。
But we look forward to the victory, to the final victory of our already victorious Lord.
即使在患难中，我们也可以仰望那位创始成终的耶稣基督。
So that even in our suffering, we can look upon the Jesus who is the Alpha and the Omega.
因为这位男孩现在已经在天父的右边执掌万权。
Because this child is already seated at the right hand of God, ruling over all.
带领我们下面的时光，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask that you lead us in the time that is to come, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 今年一开始，我知道你最喜欢的经文应该是创世纪，对不对？
And so we began the year with in Genesis.
不过到了年底，你应该喜欢哪一部分的圣经呢？
But so now at the end of the year, we're getting to what?
启示录，对吧？
Revelation,
我们全教会，如果你第一次来到我们中间，我们告诉你，我们全教会今年走过了圣经的主干的这个故事部分。
So, if you're here for the first time, let me introduce to you the Bible study plan that we've had our church. which is that we've been reading through the story of the Bible.
但是你仍然会有一些纳闷，这个主日不是降临节吗？
So you think, well, isn't this supposed to be Advent?
再过三个星期就圣诞节了，刘全都带我们唱这个天使高唱。
And in 3 weeks, it's going to be Christmas, and we just sang, you know, our first Christmas hymns this
morning. Craig 牧师也提到降临节。
And Pastor Craig mentioned Advent.
所以牧师，你应该讲耶稣基督降生，预备我们过节，怎么一下就跳到耶稣第二次来呢？
So you know, your sermon should be preparing us for Christmas, the Christmas season. How come you skipped all the way to his second coming already?
但如果你刚刚读第十二章、听第十二章的时候，你可能注意到一个细节。
So, well, as we were reading, you might have noticed there was one verse in that whole section.
十二章里讲到一个男孩降生。
It talks about a child, a male child being born.
当我知道这个，我每个人读启示录的时候就感到非常的困难。
I know that Revelation is a very hard book to read.
不太容易弄懂，太多的怪物，太多难以明白的象征。
Because it has all sorts of monsters, all sorts of strange symbols.
所以你看到这种黄金街碧玉城的时候，你当然是很兴奋。
So it's very exciting to hear about the streets of gold and the gates of jewels.
但是你看到天上什么，那里讲到的七印、七个号、七个碗，有点像什么星球大战，对不对？
And so, but you know, when you get to the later parts, when you hear about the seven seals and the seven bowls and the seven horns, it sounds all a little bit Star Wars.
对不对？
Right?
我今天早上有人问我说：“哎，你为什么把它叫《星球大战》呢？我最喜欢《星球大战》。”
So you know why did you call your sermon Cosmic Battle? I love Star Wars.
如果你悟到这个程度，我要恭喜你，你已经上路了。
So you know if you at least gotten to that point, congratulations, you've already taken your first step.
不管怎么说，我敢保证，在我们教会中间有三个人今年对启示录不太陌生。
I guarantee you, there's at least three people in this church who are not.Strangers to the material in Revelations.
罗诗英、马凤霞和陈彪。
And that's our brother 罗诗英, our sister 马凤霞, and I, your pastor.
因为我们先后都在第三千禧年参与了启示录的这个圣经神学篇的这个制作。
Because in the third millennium ministries, we've been undergoing the production of a lesson on Revelation.
一个人画了很多这些画。
And so one person drew all the pictures that you're seeing up here.
有一个人编辑了文字，朗诵了文本。
And then other people edited the text and recorded the recitations.
最厉害的是在录音的剪辑中听了无数遍课程的那个人。
And then, of course, because of the editing process, we had to listen to the audio many, many, many times.
当然还有七八位我们教会的弟兄，他们来到录影棚为采访的教授来配音。
And we had several brothers and sisters from this church dubbing over the voices of the professors.
不过那个都是预言，都是过去。
And so all of that was talking about the prophecies of the past.
No, they're reviewing.
Oh, they're reviewing.
但是今天我们正要来明白，一同来明白经历这些异象。
So today we're going to together undergo an understanding of what these visions mean.
了解过去，好活在今天，来预备将来。
To understand the past, that way we can live in the present and anticipate the future.
因为我们在座的每一个人都活在这个星球大战中。
Because every one of us is a soldier in this cosmic battle.
在这个大战中，你要么归属那个耶稣基督那位得胜的君王和男孩、妇人中间的一位。
So you are either on the side of the infant, the one who will rule everything.And the one who will stand victorious.
要么你要落，仍然落在这个魔鬼可怕的这个龙爪之下。
Or else you are still under the claw of the terrible dragon.
在这个宇宙性的大战中，没有任何一个中立的王国没有一寸观众席。
So in this cosmic battle, there is no neutrality. There is no spectator seat.
其实启示录并不难懂，要懂它的一个前提就是要变成小孩子。
The revelation is actually not hard to understand if you look at it from the point of view of a child.
你如果能够返璞归真，就能看懂卡通片了。
And you know because
很多的画面。
Because every kid understands the images in a cartoon.
你接着还要按照第一世纪这种特有的启示文体来读。
And you have to read it according to the special type of literature.The symbolic literature that is present in Revelation.
再加上今年为你垫底的，从旧约一直到新约的这个过程。
And with the background that we've built up in this whole year from the Old Testament to the New.
当你再来到启示录的时候，你会发现启示录实在给你莫大的盼望、信心和勇气。
that when you read Revelation now, you see that it gives you great hope, faith, and courage.
当然，我仍然鼓励你要等待圣诞节，我们第三千禧年推出的大片《启示录》。
And so I hope you, we hope to be able to give you Revelation as our Christmas present.
你可以上网来下载，英文已经好了，中文马上就会出来。
And the English is already ready, and the Chinese is almost ready to be published.
在我进入这个第十二章之前，让我简单介绍一下启示录的背景和主题，还有它的结构内容，以至于我们更好地理解这段经文。
So as we begin, let me introduce to you the background of Revelation.
这个是在使徒约翰大约在主后的九十多年前左右写成的。
And so it was written sometime around 90 AD.
整个的教会受罗马帝国的逼迫。
The church was being persecuted by the Roman Empire.
所以在异象中，耶稣基督和天使用这种异象的方式向约翰显现已经发生和将来还要在历史中发生的一系列事件。
And so Jesus, in a series of visions,shows John things that have already happened and things that are going to happen.
其中一个重要的主题就是上帝对整个历史的掌管与审判。
And one of the major themes of Revelation is that God is in charge of and will judge all of
human history. 在他的儿子耶稣基督里，上帝的国度最后一定有形有体的在地上全然实现。
And in his son Jesus Christ,The kingdom of God will certainly show form.
所以你读这个启示录，你发现上帝自己的显现，基督不同的意象，充满了启示录。
And so, in throughout Revelation, you see the revelation.
你会感觉我们今天的敬拜跟那个将来的天上敬拜是一致的，但是程度上有差异。
And so, you know, the worship that we have here in church every week is similar to the worship that we will be having in heaven. But of course, in heaven, it'll be a much grander.Service.
这种属灵的征战白热化
and the spiritual warfare will intensify.
比如说，真理与谎言，圣洁与败坏，丑陋与美丽
and so truth and lie will be at war. The beautiful and the ugly will be at war.
殉道与仇杀，审判与奖赏，都是那么鲜明的对比
and so the killing and martyrdom of the saints and the judgment of the wicked. It's all very It's all very sharp contrast.
虽然画面非常多，但是有一点，虽然大家有不同的争议，可是最根本的信息十分清楚。
And so maybe you might have a debate on the details, but the main theme is very, very clear.
就是耶稣基督是那位正在凯旋而归的基督，那位君王。
That Christ Jesus is the triumphant King who is on his way to return.
English, Amen. 好，你真的从这个，如果在看内容和结构的时候，我们今天正好要来读这个第十二章。
And so, if you've been following along in our Bible study plan, we're getting to Revelation chapter 12 this week.
那么这个是实际是将来四个意象中的第三个意象系列。
So this is the third of four visions that were happening.
有这个书卷，这个吹号。还有三个历史和最后的七晚。
And so there were seven seals, seven trumpets, and then the upcoming seven histories and seven bowls.
那么在整个的这个象征历史中间，你发现我们今天的这部分可以用这个画面来总结。
And so you can see that our current period of history is being summed up in a very short.Period.
从第十二章到第十四章是有七个主要的意象。
There were seven major visions from chapter 12 to chapter
14. 十二章里头有这个怀孕的妇人和这个可怕的龙。
There, so starting with the woman who was about to give birth and the dragon.
后来，海中的兽。
And then a beast that comes out of the sea.
然后代表的得救人数的十四万。四千的人
and the 144,000 symbolizing the number who are to be saved.
在这个中间就是人子耶稣基督
and then finally Christ Jesus himself.
所以这一系列的象征就按照我们说的可以包括妇人、龙、海中的兽、地上的兽、教会的圣徒、天使和耶稣基督
And so all of these summed up together again is the pregnant woman, the beast, the dragon, the beast from the sea, the beast of the land,The those who are to be saved, the angels and the Son of Man.
Are you confused? I'm hoping you'll be getting better. 对不起，那你现在我们要问一个问题： 刚刚我们提到了四个大系列，我们今天是进入第三个系列的一个部分。
And so today we're focusing only on a very small subsection of Revelation.
这每一个四个系列的这个将来意象之间有什么样的关系呢？
So what do these what do all these visions have to do with one another?
前面讲到七印、七号、七段历史和七碗这四大意象。
So the seven seals.
我们先看大的这个哈。
The seven seals, the seven horns, the seven histories, and the seven bowls.
应该怎么理解他们的关系
？How are you to understand what they mean?
基本有两类的看法。
There's two ways of looking at this.
一类人就认为说这个意象是一个时间的连续性，是历史中一个意象完了，下一个历史要开始。
So that you can look at this as a linear view, that once one vision is over, it's to the next chronological set of visions.
但如果你注意读启示录的时候，约翰从来没有说过应该只有这种读法。
But if you look at Revelation, that's not the only way you can interpret it.
我给大家一个例子，比如说中间讲到联系这四个大系列的话，基本都有个说法，此后这句话经常出现，此后又有什么什么。
Because we see in Revelation, after this, so and so, I saw this, that, and so on.
那究竟这在是讲这些四大意象的连续时间次序呢，还是这个约翰领受这个启示意象的次序，明白我在说什么了吗
？So is this after this talking about the chronological order of events that is to come, or simply the order of the visions that John received?
其实我们是后一种是更重要的，因为每一次都到一个高潮，第七号结束了，比如说在第十一章说地上的国变成我主耶稣基督的国，怎么又开始征战了呢？
Because you see at the end of each of the sections, it's always the climax. It's always our Lord stands triumphant. So why do we suddenly go back to conflict and war again?
所以大家，我们是用这种看法，也就是把它称为重塑的角度来看这四大块的将来的意象。
So I believe that these four visions are looking at the same set of events from four different points of view.
对，非常好。就是说，从一个角度来说，每一个系列都是发生在耶稣基督第一次降临和第二次再来之间的。
So each of these four visions describes what happens between Jesus' first coming and Jesus' second coming.
但这四种大的意象都有不同的视角，要强调不同的层面。
And so each of these four visions emphasizes a different point of view.
现在清晰一点了吗
？Does that make a little bit more sense?
OK， 你在读圣经的时候看这个就有一个大的快乐哈。那我们今天进入我们要看的东西。对于我们来说
，So today let's enter into what we're looking at.
我们在这个象征七个历史阶段呢，我们只看中间的两个视角。
So let us look at the two of those events in the middle of all.
在刚刚我们读的第十二章里头，一到六节实际上是一个序幕，一个背景介绍。
So Revelation chapter 12 verses 1 through 6 is the background.
他是在讲龙和妇人的这个较量征战。
It is a war between the dragon and the woman.
但真正的两个视角是在比较详细的，是从七到十二节讲出一段历史。
So this is talking about a period of history.
这段历史是用米迦勒击败撒旦来表达，反映出什么？撒旦整个的势力被击溃，从天上打到地下。
And then so it talks about the war between Satan and Michael, and talking about how.The power of Satan fell.
然后还有一段历史，我们是从第十三节到十七节，是说透过这个妇人得到上帝的保守，来反映出遭逼迫的教会仍旧蒙受上帝大能的保守。
And then we see how the power of oh God, I'm very sorry.
It's okay. Power of the God still protect the persecuted church.Yes, through the woman was be persecuted by the dragon. Okay. 是有点晕是吧
？Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel very, very terrible right now.
It's gone. 他现在状态不太好。门琴，那你先下去。感谢主，我们还有另一个人可以翻译哈。那我们现在来看第一个序幕好不好？我们展开以后，你就会明白我们刚刚讲的并不玄。你们圣经是可以明白的。
So when we start to look at the first prelude, we'll find out that Bible is not so hard to understand.
你看这妇人与龙的较量里头，我把它提为是基督的教会与撒旦势力的较量。
We can see that the conflict between the dragon and the woman is actually representing the conflict between the church and the evil power.
这里有三个很重要的象征角色，第一个当然就是这个身披日头的怀孕妇人。
There are three very important symbolic characters in.
她是谁？这位身披日头、脚踩月亮、脚踩月亮、头戴十二个星冠的妇人是谁
？Who is the woman in the verses？
你不能说，其他人说是谁
？Anyone who knows the answer？
教会，以色列。你想到在我们看过一个梦的王子约瑟，跟他十二个弟兄在讲什么？你们要来拜我，然后十二个星代表以色列人。
Remember the story of Joseph when his brother was worshiping him. What happened to Joseph?
如果你这样猜是对了。
If you think in that way, you're going right.
而且她怀了孕以后，整个在生产中艰难的呼叫，让我们想起先知的预言。
And we also remember the prophecies.By all the prophets talking about the coming of.
在末后的日子，以色列被掳要结束，整个上帝的子民人数要大大的增加繁衍。
Before the all the prophecy being fulfilled, the Christian number will increase tremendously.
The people of God, yeah.
People of God.
那你看，在以赛亚书五十四章讲说，你这不怀孕的、不生养的要歌唱，你未曾受过。换那个难产的要发出歌声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比丈夫的儿女更多，这是耶和华说的。
So in book of Isaiah, it talked about those who have never had children or nursed children,
pregnant,
their life would be easier than those who have had.
And I had more children. 那第66章有记者讲，他说锡安未曾。这个居牢就生产，未觉痛苦就生出男孩。耶和华说：“我既使他临产，岂不使他生产呢？”你的神说：“我既使他生产，岂能使他避胎不生呢
？”And also in Isaiah talked about, since God has already initiated the whole process of delivering the God's kingdom, God will see to it.
那比如说，我们跟刚刚念到这个第五节说，这个妇人，这个还回到我们启示录十二章哈，妇人生那个男孩是什么？将来用铁杖辖管万国的，让你想起什么
？And the boy came from the woman. Who do you think of?
哪一节经文在旧约里？有很多对吧？比如说米迦书第五章二节到三节。
For example, in Micah.
伯利恒啊，以法他，你在犹大的筑城中，将来必有一位从你那儿出来，在以色列中为我掌权的。他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
Chapter 5, verse 2 talked about Jesus being born in Bethlehem.
第三节特别重要，他说耶和华必将以色列人交付仇敌，只等到生产的妇人生下子来，那时掌权者其余的弟兄必归到以色列那里。
And not until Jesus Christ was revealed.The whole Israel will be
特别讲到生产的妇人
submitted under the enemies.
因为耶稣基督是以色列的后裔，大卫支派的那个狮子。
Because Jesus Christ is the Lion of Judah.
所以对大家来说，
the descendant
这个中心的妇人，我们就知道是整个属神的教会，从旧约一直到新约。
So we know that the woman is representing from Old Testament to New Testament the church.
当然，在这中间你也可以看到玛利亚的声音，她是整个以色列中间的有一个突出的形象。他要生子，生耶稣基督。
And Maria is the early symbol of the woman.
Yes, one of the symbol as a represent a part of a whole representation of the Israelites. 那你来看这个第二个像这个东西，在第三节注意到了吗？有一个另一个意象就在这里头的这个龙，七头十头的这个十角，然后七头的七个冠冕的这个龙。
And we also read about in verse 3, another sign appeared in seven, an enormous red dragon with seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns on his head.
第四节说他整个尾巴拖着天上晨星的三分之一摔在地上。
On verse 4, his tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth.
我们现在花点时间，请问这个龙是谁？
Who's the dragon?
当然，如果你到后面读，就知道是撒旦。对吧
If you continue to read, you will find out it's talking about Satan.
这种七字代表他是一个十恶不赦，到了一个极点无法拯救的人。
Number seven represents the maximum of the evil doing.
在这个意象中，约翰特别提到说，三分之一的尘心落在地上，很有可能是指整个在被造之初或者将来这个那个时候，就是被造之初的时候，撒旦魔鬼堕落之后，然后跟随他的三分之一的天使堕落，成为鬼魔。
It's possible that when John talked about Satan's tail swept a third of the stars, that was all those angels that follow Satan.
所以你看到这个龙跟妇人之间的争斗，基本上来表达了谁？魔鬼和上帝百姓之间的这种不可调和的剧烈冲突。
So the conflict between God's people and Satan is represented by the conflict between the dragon and.
你看到星球大战了吗？
Have you ever watched Star Wars?
Oh, 我说你从这里看到这个星球大战了。
Do you see the Star Wars in the text?
男孩是谁？
Who's the boy?
耶稣基督，
Jesus Christ.
对吧？这很清楚的。妇人生的这个将来用铁杖管理的，当然是指暗指耶稣基督的。
Because it's obvious, since the verse talked about he's going to rule over the world.
有没有耶稣基督？不光他有他的降生，有没有他受逼迫？
Was there any mention of his being persecuted?
龙站在那将要生产妇人面前，等他生产之后要吞掉他的孩子。
Remember that dragon was waiting to swallow when he was born.
你再有耐心的话，等几个星期，你就可以听到宇红军讲到说，叙利王要杀害上帝的儿子耶稣基督。
In a few weeks, in our coming up sermons, we will be talking about the verse that. The king of Herod was waiting to kill Jesus when he was first born.
所以受洗之后的耶稣基督在旷野四十天中，魔鬼有三次的用核武器来试验他。
So we know that Jesus Christ was tested by Satan with the three very intensive.
虽然圣经这段没有讲，但是你可以知道后来的逼迫更加清楚。他被卖、被捕、受审、鞭打、钉在十字架上、埋葬、降在阴间，魔鬼在这里头都有参与。
We know that the persecution come to a climax when Jesus Christ was crucified.
但是他不知道这也是上帝的计划，这是魔鬼的可笑之处。
Satan didn't know that although he God allowed all these things to happen, but it is still within God's control.
但是这里特别强调这个孩子被提到上帝的宝座面前。
And it's interesting that the verses talked about how the boy was brought in front of God's throne.What is this talking about?
Children, 在讲什么？是在讲什么？
What is this talking about?
耶稣基督升天。
It's talking about the ascending of Jesus Christ.
至少是应该可以看得到，是整个他的掌权和跟后面发生的那两幕历史剧是很有关系的。
We can see the sovereign in the whole story here.
我们可以简单的这样来总结前面这一部分，就是说，整个的这个画面浓缩了旧约对以色列弥赛亚的期盼。然后新约中耶稣基督的生平，整个降生，一直到升天。
Let's summarize that we can simply say that all the prophecies and the predict about Jesus Christ is already come to an end at this point.
但是它关键是把它放在一个 battle 中间来了。你原来注意到，哎呀，耶稣在这个马槽很可爱啊，耶稣升天，但他现在放在一个整个的宇宙的征战中间，这种恶势力和正义势力、邪恶和光明之间的交战中间。
It is quite a contrast when we think about a baby Jesus when he was born. He was actually born into a cosmic battle.
这是教会和魔鬼之间的较量，这是属灵的征战。
It is a conflict between the church and Satan.
这就看启示录的时候，画面是黑白的，
when
就是非常清晰，
when we
没有中间地段。
When we read the verses, it's not.So clear, almost like we're watching a black and white.
当你不选择基督的时候，你已经本来就落在魔鬼的脚下。
So it is also very clear that you there's no gray area. You have to either be on God's side or on the other side.
好，我们来看下一段历史。这段历史我把它称为历史二。
Let's continue to read the second part.
这个是先我们看结局，这个天上的这个天使长米迦勒如何击败。龙撒旦。
It talked about how the archangel Michael went into war with the dragon and defeated the dragon.
这段经文只有两个重点。
There's only two points in this.
基督得胜，整个使得米迦勒在天上和他的天使能够击败撒旦和他的追随者。
Because the victory of Jesus Christ, that's why Archangel Michael could defeat the dragon.
同样的好消息，接着第二点就是说，整个神的国度建立，救恩可以普世的传递。虽然魔鬼来到地上作恶，但是他的时间和他的能力已经被限制。
And it has also proclaimed the victory on the earth that if we just trust in Jesus, that by His blood we can also conquer the evil power of Satan.
我们往下来看哈，这里头两点：耶稣基督得胜升天，和魔鬼被打到地上。这第一件事。
Let's look at the verses and find out the first thing that.
这个第七节到第十节。
In verse 7 to verse 10,
他特别讲到这个米迦勒的得胜，但是这中间呢，你注意到他突然在第十节提到说是上帝的救恩、能力、国度，并他的基督权柄来了。所以这个天上的事情跟地上发生的事情都是属灵的事。
Of course, we first read about how Michael was able to defeat the dragon, but in verse 10, we have to remember that now have come the salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ.
For the 我们一般的属灵视野是比较窄的，我们可能看到我们个人怎么样从最终得救或者得到永生。
Unless we see things through the cosmic perspective, otherwise we'll be so absorbed in our own world.
因为这里头天上有一个更重要的事情发生，更重大的事。
We have to remember that there's a much greater thing happened in heaven.
天使长米迦勒使用耶稣基督这个万国之王，他从死里得胜之后复活的权柄，合法的将魔鬼和他的鬼魔从天庭里驱逐到地下。
By the power of Jesus Christ, Archangel Michael was able to defeat Satan and then cast him down to the earth.
这整个魔鬼的势力受到了限制，极大的限制。
So even though there are still evil things going on, but it's really under a limitation.
至少从两个方面你可以看，因为他原来是什么？是迷惑天下的，对不对？
We can see that in the beginning, he can confuse the whole world.
但他现在是已经没有办法无限制地做这件事了。
And now he's really limited his power.
原来福音只在犹太人中间传讲，但是现在在天底下之间，天上地下所有的权柄都归了耶稣了。
We know that only the Israelites, they know about God, but now it's all already sent to the Gentiles. That's how we became.
Because the authority given to Christ is all heaven and earth. 本来世界都伏在他的脚下，但是现在启示录说，魔鬼已经被捆绑，丢在无底坑了。
And now we read about that how the Satan is under bondage and has been thrown down to the hell.
所以基督徒可以向普天下去传福音了。我们今天有一些西班牙的教会的弟兄姐妹，他们来到我们中间，他们去年就今年也到中国去传福音了。Spanish speaking go to the China teaching English is where the same.
That's why we could share the gospel and different nations can preach the gospel to different countries.
要点就是福音可以传递了。
That tells us that we could already share the gospel and it's deliverable.
末后的时代到了，弥赛亚的国度在地上已经牢固的建立，是阴间的权柄没法胜过他的。阿们。
And this also tells us that because God's victory has already conquered and sovereign, so that we see that the gospel is being spread out throughout the world.
那还有一个方面就是他无权在上帝面前不断地控告他的教会这些不完美的人了。
And we are delivered from the accusation of Satan in front of God. 你知道
每一个我们的良心都会跟我们讲我们做的不完美。
We are always condemned by our own conscience.
但是这个天上有一个声音说羔羊的血有能力，已经洁净了我们，救赎了我们这些信靠他的百姓，因为我们在基督里，上帝已经称我们为义了。
But it is proclaimed in heaven that because the blood of Jesus Christ, we have already been justified.
因为他的救赎，我们可以有一个无愧的良心对魔鬼说，基督已经为我赢得了这场战争。
Because of his salvation, we can boldly claim that we are already been purchased.
但是另一个方面，你注意到魔鬼来到地上的时候，他还要完成他未终的使命。
But we also have to remember, when Satan comes to the earth, he is going to still struggle and try very hard.
他还要垂死的挣扎。
Yeah.
殉道者在这时候该怎么办？能够至死如归吗
？Can we not to fear the death because of we know that the victory has already been won?
其实，在这个世界上。 有很多的国家，特别是亚洲、中东、北非的国家地区，人们因着你的信仰，特别是基督教的信仰，会迫害致死。
There are many persecutions and also martyrs in the countries like in Asia, Middle East, and also North Africa.
这里表面的原因很多，但是背后一个最根本的原因就是魔鬼的工作。
There are many, many reasons, as we see, as in government and regime, but we have to remember it is what is really behind the persecution.
我相信上帝，相信耶稣基督。我们一般不说我相信有魔鬼，像天使，因为是不同的相信法。但是我们是相信有魔鬼、有天使的，对不对
？Remember in the Apostles' Creed, we talked about we believe in God, but also we talked about we believe in
Jesus.
Jesus and
but
we never talk about we believe in.Devil.
We never believe it that existed, but it actually is there.
It's very vivid.
我们怎么样来面对这个气愤愤的吓到我们中间的这个魔鬼？
How can we prepare ourselves for the Satan who came down to earth with great anguish?
我们是否敢面对死亡般的威胁？不一定真死。
How do we look at death?
我们还能够为真理做见证吗？
Are we still standing up to testify?
在过去一段时间，我在大陆听到很多的不同见证，我给你罗列几个。
I have quite a few testimonies that I have received in China.
我发现他们非常有勇气，跟美国人的做法很不一样。他们六一儿童节的时候到医院向别人传福音，说你不要来谋杀儿童。
They are very, very courageous.
来帮助这些怀孕的妇人，让他们把孩子生下。
They went to the hospital to try to, talk people out of getting abortions.
然后教会也坚持，有些教会因着坚持敬拜的权利受到逼迫。
And there are also churches because they want to worship.
因为十八大期间，他们就受到这样的
逼迫。They were persecuted during the
不是所有的教会，有些就是这样。
18th meeting.
但是还有一些人真是知道福音是使人和好的。
And also there are people who know that the gospel is a gospel of reconciliation.
他让他们这些人不要用暴力的行为，然后去到政府那边去攻击。
They talk to those protesters, to help them understand that we should not.
以福音安慰他们，不要以恶报恶。
They use gospel to give them hope, but not to.
我原来是没有接触过这些人，你知道那个上访的人是像那个爆炸筒一样的，一点就着的，你知道吧
？Try to claim their own justice.Because these people are so volatile, they can easily explode.
So, 因为你如果看到任何一个中心的城市，在这个市政府中间都有大批的人进入那个要去告状，然后就被拉到大坝上，然后就把他们送回去了。
All these things are all.
这人不断的被拉以后再次回来，你知道他会做什么事
？Happening because they were arrested, and then you can imagine when they come back again.They're going to be even more violent.
Yeah, they just be false sending back, not arrested, but just sending back.
Okay, they just, the money, they just so drag them onto the bus and send them back.
但教会要做和平的使者，不是推翻政府是最光荣的事。基督徒从来不做革命者，我们都做什么？反革命的。
As people of God, we're also supposed to be peacemakers. We try to accomplish God's will.
不太听明白哈，就大陆来人听明白这啥意思。
I think that people from mainland China can understand me better.
我们在北美的弟兄姐妹怎么为他们来祷告
？How can we pray for them as we live in North America?
当一个肢体受苦的时候，其他人都是受苦。
When the body of Christ
那个妇人是一体的
，the whole body suffers
是代表整个新约和旧约的圣徒们。
The women in Revelation represent the Old Testament and New Testament, and all the churches in the world.
我们看到这场逼迫的时候，但是有一件事情肯定，撒旦已经被击垮了。
We see all the confliction, and we understand one point that Satan has already been defeated.
当他从天上到地上的时候，代表他的权力被限制了。
When he came from heaven and down to earth, we understand we have to remember he is limited.
每一次聚集的时候，都可以奉耶稣基督的名
来
捆绑他的作为。
We can bind Jesus. I mean Satan.In the name of Jesus.
好，我们再来看历史的第一幕。现在看这个妇人教会怎么得到双重的保护。
And there is a double protection for the women that represent the church.
龙要逼迫他的教会，上帝的教会，但是上帝用大能保守他。
Because the dragon is going to persecute the church, but God will protect the church.
不仅上帝自己亲自的保守，上帝还使用他的被造界来保护他的百姓。
Not only God himself would protect the church, but also he's going to use all the creation to protect the church.
你看十三章的时候，第十三节的时候，就讲到魔鬼逼迫教会，但是上帝用大能的鹰的翅膀来保护他的教会。
Because in verse 14, we read about the women was given the two wings of a great eagle so that he might fly to the place prepared for her. 13
到14节里头讲到两个重点。
There are two points in verse 13 and 14.
当魔鬼无奈基督，因为他已经得胜了，他就开始逼迫基督的身体教会。
Because Jesus Christ has already conquered Satan, so Satan can only persecute God's people.
但很有意思的是，上帝使用了如同出埃及记那样，用鹰翅膀带领教会进入旷野，在那里养育他三年半的时间。
The same way God delivered Israelites in Exodus, God delivered His church from Satan.
这里有两个很重要的事情要联系：为何上帝的大能要在旷野中来彰显他保护教会的大能？
What do you think why God would reveal his power through the delivery of the church?
这里讲的一载二载就是三年再加半载，这是三年半究竟多长啊？
So how long exactly is the 3.5 years that's mentioned in the verse?
请问上帝为什么用旷野来保护和养育他的教会？
Why is God using the wilderness to protect its church?
我们在北美的教会很难体验到这一点。
It's hard to understand for people in North America.
回想一下以色列在出埃及的情形。
Remember when the Israelites were in the wilderness.
他们在埃及四百年的生活已经是偶像林立的周围把他们包围的。
For the 400 years they were living in Egypt where all the idol worshipping was rampaging. They were going to Canaan.
迦南是个圣地。
That's a holy ground.
这中间的40年或者40天要处理他们的是什么心中的偶像和罪。
It takes that long to get rid of all the idols that they were used to, that they were living in.
所以今天教会也是一样，我们被拯救的时候，我们也是带着世上埃及许许多的偶像进入上帝的家。
When we became Christian, there's also a lot of things that we have to strip off.
当教会面临逼迫的时候，上帝不是简单把我们放到温室和花房里，却把我们带到旷野沙漠里。
When God saves us, God does not put us in a warm house so we can live carefree.
那在旷野里不光是给人从这个世界的压力和偶像中释放出来，因为你知道在旷野中最重要的是什么。
Not only that in wilderness,
其他东西都不那么重要。
The most important things in wilderness is water and food.
但是更要借着这个时间做另一件事，就是来试验我们是有真信心还是假信心。
And our faith will be tried during the wilderness.
在面临试探、面临背叛的中间，你是否仍有信心，按着上帝给我们的应许进入应许地？
Are we going to be able to faithfully, by the promise of God, to get into the promised land?
上周四，不知道有没有人看到地方的报纸和晚间的新闻。
Last Thursday, local news.
有一个很大的教会叫 Summit， 有4000多人聚会。
There's a
他们的主任牧师辞职了。
4,000 people church called Summerton. Their senior pastor resigned.
原因是他跟全教会的一个女职员有婚外情。
Because he had an affair with female employee.
这个35岁的牧师很有恩赐。2002年的时候开始了教会，现在教会已经有4000人了。
This is a very gifted, talented 35-year-old pastor.
35岁，对，他有3个孩子，一个妻子。
With three,
为什么会失败
？With three children and a wife，
还不够吗？他是我们这个 Northland 主任牧师 Joe Hunter 的儿子。
He should be happy with what he has。
我们一度说他将来比他爸还有出名。
And he's actually our senior pastor over here in Northland Church。
他为什么会失败
？He has such a promise,
原因很多。
Promising future. There are so many reasons.
会失败，但是一个道德上失败，离开侍奉岗位的一个著名的美国牧师说过一段话，我今天都不会忘记。
There's a message that was said by a pastor that I always remember.
他有一个宝贵的旷野经历。
He has a very precious experience in the wilderness.
当那时候, 他从一个10,000多人教会被赶出来的时候, 他也同样的是有婚外情, 他的婚外情是跟另一个男人。
There was a pastor, he was relieved of his duty from a 10,000 people church because he had an affair with
没有人再理他了,
a man. Nobody was.
他发现在旷野中只有上帝。
And that at that time, he realized nobody was willing to forgive him or get in touch with him, but only God never forsaked him.
他说：“我过去有太多的偶像和花环，但是现在旷野中，只有上帝自己围绕着我。”
Because of all the glories that I've received, I have so many idols, and I forgot.
他说：“感谢上帝，使用旷野的环境炼尽我心中的各种偶像。”
So he said that. Thank God for the wilderness. He purified me from all the idols. What is our attitude? What is the motivation when we serve in the church? God would not only purify us with the wilderness, God also would purify us with the wilderness, with the trials. There are so many sins in each and everyone's life that has not been revealed.
只有安排了服事来到教会出现。
We think about when we only come to church, when we are here to do something for the church.
有些人因为没有被安排服事，他就不满。
Some people, they don't come to church because they are not on duty.
如果教会同工没有安排你的孩子在圣诞节唱歌，你会怎么想？
If your children are not going to participate in the show,
你以为你的孩子唱得不好吗？
What do you think? Because my children are not as talented?
你以为圣诞节这种晚会唱歌是一个表演吗？
Are you taking the Christmas special service as a talent show?
如果是表演的话,
If it was,
请你记住, 只有一个听众就是上帝, 其他人都是受益者。
There's only going to be one audience, that's God, and all of the other people, we are the beneficiary.
有机会侍奉神是一个荣耀的事情。
It is a great honor and glory
不能在人前侍奉,
to serve God.
也是一个荣耀的事情。有很多看不见的事情可以侍奉。
There are so many things that we can do to honor God that even nobody will see it.
我巴不得你每个人都能讲到, 保罗这么说。
I pray that I pray that everybody can preach, Apostle Paul used to say.
真的，求神来光照我们，光照我，光照你，我们在侍奉中。 怎么样来面对自己？
We pray that Holy Spirit will reveal our heart to ourselves.
求神继续用旷野来保护养育基督的教会。
And we pray that God would use wilderness to protect and to purify and to try our the God of people of God.
除此之外，我们还要看3年半有多久。 每个人都说这个短一点多好，教会就不用在旷野里了，对不对？
And we also are curious about how long exactly the 3.5 years.
我们来民主一下，在美国哈，你觉得这个3年半该多久？
Let's practice democracy a little bit.
50年，20年，3年半，就3年半。
Let's take a poll. How many years is the 3.5 years?
记住，这是象征，对不对？
Literally only 3.5 years, or it's just a symbol.
如果你注意第六节，他说妇人逃到旷野，在那里上帝给他预备地方，他被养活了1260天，这是当然是3年半，对不对？ 用不同的方式来述说3年半。
We can say 3.5 years in days too.
这是第六节，然后第十四节就说一载二载就是一倍，就一，然后二倍就是二了，一加一，这就三，然后还有半载，还是3年半，对不对？
So when we add up 1 year, 2 year, and half year, that comes to 3.5 years.
11章用了42个月，也是在讲3年半。
And in verse 11, it also used just in days, it's also talked about 3.5 years.